Go ahead.
All right, thank you, Beth. I'd like to call to order the February 7th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Beth, do we have anybody joining by phone?
We do not. We have no phone tonight.
Okay. All righty. Craig Galbraith, one of our members, is absent due to a work commitment this evening, so I need a motion.
I make a motion. We excuse Craig from this meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. As far as the agenda for the evening, pretty light agenda overall, just with one kind of business topic and then the interviews for the open positions. You guys comfortable with the agenda?
I motion we accept the agenda as is.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. And then as far as the minutes from last meeting, assume everyone's had the opportunity of reviewing the minutes.
Okay. Make a motion we accept the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All righty. I know we've got folks in the audience that are here for the interviews, but perhaps there may be more. This is the opportunity for any public comments, if anyone has anything they'd like to talk about. All right. So we're going to move into old business. We have a continuity topic from last meeting around the text amendment application for Somber Properties, dealing with the building of a residential property in our business district. I think the attorneys on both sides were going to kind of move forward with a revised kind of. Okay. So, can you kind of take us through what we've done?
Yes, I'm happy, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Mainly the changes, right, since last time?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to be here at Somber Properties, which is an LLC owned by Mr. Aaron Orlando, who is a pilot with Southwest Airlines, has been coming here ever since his mother, whom you met last month.
Right.
Since around more than 25 years. And loves this place so much, he would love to build a home here and ultimately move his family here. And we've run into a sort of a zoning snafu, if you would, and this is a means to correct it. We presented to you last month a narrow amendment that would allow, if the immediate prior use was a non-conforming residential use, it was thought perhaps we need to make sure we got the other issue covered. And so we continue to work closely with Mr. Batson. And you'll notice here on the very first page here, the proposed consistency statement in red, that's the precise proposed language for the text amendment. And what's been added to it is to make sure that the setback requirements for R1, 1A would be applicable, because as you know, setbacks normally don't apply in V1. His particular lot is located on 3rd Avenue, there on the side of it. J. And it would have to comply with those setbacks, and would also have to comply with the 65% impervious surface limitation, which also normally is not applicable in the B1. So you've got an assurance of compliance with those requirements and be consistent with the other residences. And again, because this is in the historic district, the residents will have to not comply with those, but also have to obtain a certificate of appropriateness from the Historic Preservation Commission, be sure that it's in keeping with the character of the town. And so Mr. Batson approves, has no objection to this particular language, and we tender it for your approval and recommendation to town council. And I prepared a revised statement of consistency that looks at the additions of the language from last time that is regarding the setbacks and the impervious surface.
There was discussion prior about the previous usage and being consistent and so forth there. Is that in here?
Yes. Yes. Being one of the reasons that in your land use plan, Mr. Chairman, there is a town policy is that yes, residences are allowed in there, but you don't want the ratio of residents to business change, and this assures that that ratio does not change or tilt more towards residences.
Yeah, I'm kind of glancing back through this again. So tell me specifically where that is.
Well, first you've got in the language itself, subsection A, where it says on a lot in which the most recent use to be proven to be a non-conforming residential use.
The most recent use can be proven.
Okay, yep. All right.
And then we talk about how the text amendment meets the goals of the land use plan on pages 2 and 3 of this document.
Yep. All right, thank you. That answers my question.
And I just want to make my comment just so it gets recorded in the minutes, but in reviewing the minutes of last month's meeting, we discussed the setbacks being in accordance with RA1. And now it says they're in accordance with RA1A. However, they are the same requirements in both, so I don't see an issue with that. Just the fact that it does differ from our minutes last month.
That's interesting. My notes said 1A, but you said
they are the same.
Yep. Jim, any comments on this?
No. The only thing I would ask the other board members is this, because of the two that we're missing, is this something that possibly we put off till we have a full board? I mean, I don't, and I have no problem voting.
Yeah. Well, my feeling on that is that Craig was here at the last meeting, and he did hear this wording that was going to be brought back, and this is the wording that they said they were going to bring back. So
I have no problem voting.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, I think Craig was pretty clear that he was in support of this, specifically around making sure that we had that prior use nailed down, you know, the language for that. So in light of that.
So I guess.
You want to entertain a motion to recommend this to the town council and then thereafter consider and act on the proposed consistency statement.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So I'll make the motion that we approve this text amendment application to go forward to town council from Somber Properties.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll also make the motion that we approve this consistency statement to go forward to town council.
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And this would be a point of order that it would be consistency and reasonableness statement. It's a combined consistency and reasonableness statement.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
And again, I think next. This month they'll fix the date.
February 19th they'll fix the legislative hearing to be held on
March 18th
at 6 p.m.
Okay. So hopefully that would be the time frame you're talking about.
On February 19th, I'll reach out to you later.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. All righty. On to new business. And for those that are here, as applicants for the opening, first off, I do want to express appreciation for you putting forth your application to do so. And, you know, just to briefly explain kind of what we are, who we are, you know, the Planning and Zoning Commission is a state mandated board, you know, responsible for preparation, amendment, and revisions of the zoning ordinances and the land use plan for Curie Beach. And we prepare recommendations to then go to council. Some of those recommendations, depending upon which chapter of the ordinance, would dictate a legislative hearing. Other things would just go directly to council for their immediate approval, or immediate decision making, I should say. So, and just to explain a couple of unusual circumstances that are going on, we are comprised of 5 full-time members and an alternate. And the purpose of the alternate is to participate in the meetings, but without voting authority, to basically learn more than anything else, get used to the process, how Planning and Zoning Commission works, so that when an opening occurs, we already have somebody that's got experience and understanding to move into the position. We are kind of at an unusual situation from the standpoint that just prior to the November election, we had one of our members resign. And then Connie Merkel, who was our alternate, was elected to town council. So Connie was then unable to then move into the full-time position. So we have the unusual situation now of actually interviewing for two positions. One, a full-time member coming on to the commission without having that alternate experience, and then an alternate as well. Secondly, you typically would see five of us up here, and you only have three. Fortunately, three is enough to have a quorum, so we're able to conduct business this evening. But one, again, would be the resignation that I had mentioned earlier. And then secondly, Craig Goldberth, which you've heard excused earlier, is a UNCW professor and has got called away unexpectedly on some business travel for the university. Again, ordinarily, you'd have five of us up here and then an alternate as well. And then lastly, the interview process for those that have gone through, typical interviews, this one's a little bit more unusual and it's in a public forum, we understand. And each of us have been through the same process, so we understand it. I promise we'll make it as painless as possible. But like I said, it is a little awkward. Anything else you guys want to add?
Did you mention HPC?
I will. Okay. Anything else you guys want to? So thanks, Beth. So in addition to responsibilities from a standpoint of planning and zoning, each of us is also automatically a member of the Historic Preservation Committee. And that one, even the alternate, will become a full-time member of. Now, that commission has had times where it has met monthly, religiously, because of work that needed to be done. But all of that work is kind of behind us now. And the only time we really meet is if there's a need to meet. And if we do, we do that as an adjunct to this meeting. So it wouldn't be another night or time. It would just be an extension from a time frame standpoint of this Wednesday commitment that we already have.
I would also point out that the Historic Preservation Commission is a decision-making board for proposed exterior changes in the B1 or the Historic Preservation Overlay District. So there'll actually be hearings with presentation of evidence and determination of facts and an order granting a COA certificate of appropriateness or denying the same. So it's pretty interesting. Oh, well, I think we've only had one hearing in the past 6 or 7 months, so it's
right. It
be infrequent, but that is how it's different than the planning and zoning, which is an advisory board.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with what the HPC entails, it's really basically kind of a two-square block area, basically in the center of town, right there at the light. And what we're trying to do by creating that commission and that area is to ensure just the ongoing integrity, of anything new that happens within there, renovations, new construction, whatever, has the same similar appearance. We don't look at uses and things of that nature. It's really basically the external look of the property itself.
Before we get into interviews, two things. Jim, will there be training for the quasi-judicial for new members?
We kind of play that by ear. If we need to do it, if there's a consensus to do it, we can do that pretty effectively. Maybe with a month's notice.
And my second comment is, Byron, you gave a great introduction, so good that I think he just answered all the questions that I have to ask. So if you're listening, you're in good shape.
pretty much did the same
for me. So for better or worse, we go in alphabetical order, and we're going to ask the applicant to go up to the podium, and we're just going to ask a few questions. And so the first on the list would be John Calora.
I don't believe he's here tonight.
Okay. All righty. Again, keeping in alphabetical order, Brittany Evans. So thank you again for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for
having me. So I'll start off with kind of the obvious overall kind of question, and that's, you know, why do you want to be part of the Planning and Zoning Commission?
I would like to be part of the Planning and Zoning Commission because I care about Cary Beach. I'm committed to the people here and the vision of keeping this town a small town and a family-friendly coastal community. I think my background and my work experience makes me positioned to move into this position and be of value. I studied barrier island ecology at UNCW as part of my master's in teaching. I studied geography at Marshall University as part of my undergrad. And currently I'm trained to be a county executive director for the USDA. And my office is in Burbank. I'm over Kendrick and Hanover County.
Gotcha. Good. So in light of your other responsibilities, and I know, again, we're not necessarily demonstrating this by only having three of us here this evening. Again, one of it could not be helped because of the resignation, the other being an infrequent absence. But, you know, what we view it as critical to have attendance. It's very awkward to have any type of decision being made, particularly given the importance of this commission, without having full representation. And so do you feel like you would have any kind of conflicts from a standpoint of being able to attend our regularly scheduled meetings?
No, I would have no conflicts. As a county executive director, part of my job is outreach and being a part of my community, and I think this just coincides with that responsibility.
Okay, thank you. Gentlemen.
I'm going to get a little more specific. Looking at your application, you talk about a specific concern area you're interested in being, I'm particularly concerned with sustainable development practices. Explain to us what that is.
Yeah, I think sustainable development practices would include the historical preservation you were talking about in the center of town, at the lake, and also taking into account the beach nourishment, that re-nourishment that we do periodically, as well as making sure that culturally we're sustaining what the 2022 plan was put into place for.
Yeah. As another thing that's part of our job that most people don't realize, that this is a small community. And at any time, we could get a problem brought to us that we may have to vote either for or against a friend or a neighbor. And do you feel that that would have any problem that you would have?
No, not at all. I'm a former teacher, so I'm really good with conflict resolution. I taught middle school, and 12-year-olds aren't much different than adults sometimes. But no, I think everybody has something to bring to the table, and I think we can respectfully hear people's voices and
And a number of times, it's not a matter of a right or a wrong. It's a matter of, it's a right, but it's different right for both sides.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. It's always perspective. But no, I would have no problem, you know, working with my neighbors to do what's right for the town.
To follow up on Jim a little bit there, the decisions that we make usually aren't for a specific person. For instance, the case you just saw in front of us, it wasn't only for their application. That decision now goes into the town ordinance and it's applicable to others. So whenever we're dealing with something, we can't say, oh, look at his hardship, look at what he's got to go through. Oh, I feel bad for him. Let's give it to him. We have to consider the whole town and anything that could come up later. So how familiar are you with the ordinances, or are you familiar with them at all? Because that's where the rules go.
I could gain more knowledge, and I'm here to seek more knowledge and learn more about the ordinances. I'm a very fast learner, and I'm good at absorbing information. And as part of my current position, I review federal policies. So I have a lot to learn, and that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Gotcha. Have you attended a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting before?
I have in Carolina Beach. I lived there briefly for about 5 or 6 years, but not in Kiri Beach yet.
Okay.
I have reviewed the minutes, though.
What's that?
I reviewed the minutes.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Is there anything really specific that made you want to apply specifically to this committee?
I think my role as a county executive director, that has really helped me gain knowledge in property boundaries and lot sizes and just looking at a lot of GIS information. My husband works in public works, so he tells me a lot about ordinances and stuff, and that was where my interest and my curiosity began.
Public works for Kiri Beach?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I hope that's not a conflict.
No, it's not. No.
Anything else?
I have no more.
Okay. Brittany, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Any other questions for us?
Just why do you serve on the committee? Why do you want to be here?
One of us? I'll go first.
All three of you, yeah.
Well, my career was in construction management, and I presented projects and issues to different municipalities from that side of the wall. And I always said when I was over there, when I retire, I want to be on this side of the wall because I know I could help out with my experience that I gained. So here I am.
As for myself, I served a couple terms on council. And after giving that up, this looked like something that I could still contribute to the community, and I feel that as far as the different committees that we have in town, that this is probably the one that affects the most people.
Yeah. And I felt the same, and once I became a full-time resident a few years back down here, I began attending council meetings and planning and zoning meetings and got very familiar with kind of how things worked and so forth, and then was encouraged to get involved. And that's where I came on to planning and zoning about 2 years ago.
All right. Thank you all so
okay.
much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Next up is Liz Johnson.
And this worked out well. Do ladies first.
Yeah. So Liz, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Going after the first, you kind of get a feel for how the questions are going. So, yeah. With me being Ashbridge, I had the same situation you did, Brittany, where I had to go first, and everybody else kind of benefits from getting a chance to think a little bit more. But in any event, so can you just kind of give us a summary about why you think you would like to be part of planning and zoning?
Sure. I think that I have a pretty diverse background. I'm also a certified teacher, not currently working in the field, though. I've served on the boards of multiple nonprofits. I have actually a two-year paralegal degree that I've not really used, so I'm pretty familiar how to do research. Grant writing, I've taken real estate 101 and 102. I've written policies and procedures, and I was also a project manager. So my background is that I've been coming to Cary Beach since 1983 when my father first bought property here. And so I would be in Cary Beach anywhere from 1 to 5 times a year, depending on how often we were able to get away from our hometown of Pittsburgh. My father bought in Ocean Dunes in 83, and then in 94 he built in Cary Beach Village, and then about a year and a half ago decided he wanted to sell that residence, so we bought it, and so we've been here full time about a year and 3-4 months or so. So I've watched your Cary Beach go from, I remember the Dow Chemicals things that were on the Longport Fisher Boulevard. I've watched the growth. It's been really cool how Cary Beach has preserved the small town feel and the fishing village vibe, but at the same time they've embraced the challenges of becoming a little bit more of a resort town, and I want to be part of that.
Yeah, good, thank you. Joe, anything?
No, I can't ask you that question because you answered it.
Well, I'll ask the same question that I asked her about, because it is a small town, that you may be involved with friends and neighbors that are in conflict.
Yeah, I have no problem. I think that I have the ability of looking at things from multiple perspectives and trying to consider points of view, and I don't have a problem.
And what about the ordinances? Are you familiar, or have you seen them, or?
Some, not many. Admittedly, certainly could learn more, like everybody. But I've attended a lot of council meetings. I've not attended a planning and zoning committee meeting specifically.
Okay. And as Joe had talked about before, with the prior applicant, much of the work that we do perhaps could be somewhat misunderstood for those that haven't been involved. When we get a request, we basically can't really react specifically to that request for that person. What we have to do is look at the big picture and understand, in order to be able to accommodate that request, we actually have to make changes to our ordinance, basically the laws of, from a standpoint of planning and zoning and the regulations. So it does require not only having a big picture view, but also really being able to understand cause and effect. You want to do something for someone, but then you potentially open the door for things to inadvertently happen that you don't want to have happen, and have to push back and things of that nature. So, conflict resolution skills is a big part of, kind of what we deal with. So do you view that as a strong point for yourself?
Sure. Okay. I've done that, but I've also, worked in plenty of ministries and churches and everything where you've had to deal with conflict. So.
Okay. And then, have you attended a planning and zoning commission meeting before?
Okay. Council, yes.
Okay.
Have you attended council meetings?
Yes.
So, one of the requirements in the ordinance that we deal with is building height. Building height in Cary Beach is a very important number. Do you happen to know what the height limit is?
35 feet.
Very good. And why is that important? Why would the building height be important to us?
Well, I know why. I like it, but I don't know why it's important to. I don't know why that number specifically was chosen. No, but I think.
Forget about the number. What if it was 40 feet? Why would a height limit be important? For
continuity.
Excuse me?
Continuity.
I have.
Do you have anything else?
You should have been here when we worked it out.
Was there conflict resolution?
Yeah. Liz, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Anything for us? Any other questions?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right. Tony?
Do you you guys know I'm not a big talker, so don't expect long answers.
All right, Tony, again, the opening question, why do you want to be part of planning and zoning?
I just want to be more involved in the community. I was on the land use committee, and I know this is much more involved in that. You guys make your own decisions, whereas the land use committee were more or less led along. And I'm currently the treasurer of the island, and I just want to give back more to the community.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're being part of the land use plan committee, I mean, I think that's, you've got a much more insightful mm-hmm. view of things than your typical person would, so.
Actually, to mention with that, being mm-hmm. on the the planning and zoning, that is the only committee that we're also allowed to be a member of, is the land use. So we can't be on the marketing committee, or we can't be on the, you know, the bike and ped committee, but we can be on the land use.
Some of those other committees really are of no interest to my background or my likes.
I just mean as a general comment for all of us.
Yeah. And then I won't ask you the question only because I've seen you at many of our planning and zoning commission meetings, so I appreciate you doing that. You know, what skill set or attributes do you feel like you bring to the table? I mean, you mentioned already the, you know, your role with Island Men and so forth, but, you know, when you kind of think of it from a standpoint of planning and zoning.
You're talking about conflicts with neighbors and with my business background and what I did in the past, and I don't have any problem with conflict.
Okay.
I think I'm a clear thinker, you know, and I think I could be helpful.
Okay. Jim?
Same on.
I mean, it sounds like he already has at least a background in what's done mm-hmm. with the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions for us?
No, just to be clear, you guys know who my wife is, and you know, if you consider that any type of conflict, then just take my name off the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, yes, we are aware of that, and having other opinions provided, I don't think anyone views there to be a conflict there.
I'm going to ask my same question. Town ordinances, Tony, are you familiar with them?
Pardon?
The town ordinances, are you familiar with them? Have you seen them?
The ordinance for here?
Yes.
I know them high level. Do I know the minutiae of it? No, not at all. But it's a learning experience.
All right.
Would you be able to take a position opposite your wife?
Oh, definitely.
First time for everything, right? Yeah.
Well, I've got two more specifics. We've got two more people. So, Tony, do you know the difference between a right-of-way and a setback? You know, what are they?
A right-of-way, a setback is, how do I put it? A setback alongside the house, you have to have so many feet alongside the house, so, you know, that's a setback. A right-of-way gives a, like the town, the right-of-way to use that property and to have access to it.
Okay, thanks.
Anything else you want us to know about you?
No, just... I'm interested in giving back to the community.
Good.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Tim. All right, and then last, George Thomas. Thank you, George.
Well, thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Again, same opening question, you know, why do you want to be part of planning and zoning?
Well, I want to have an active participation in helping to manage the progress of this town. I've lived in small towns in Florida, and I saw, you know, they let people come in, big developments. Flagler Beach, for example, very sleepy beach town, similar to this, and they started letting big chains come in and build hotels. They changed the height ordinance in the city for certain areas, and I wanted to be part of helping like-minded residents about, you know, kind of managing that growth as we get older, as we grow in this town. So Carolina Beach, you know, we're just the next beach from the next town down the street. So you see how they've got the proximity going in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. We don't want to have that in this town.
And then, have you attended a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
I have not, no.
Have you attended council meetings?
No, we started coming here. We live here full time now for a couple of months. We've had a house here for about 4 years, but you know, I'm retired now from 40 years in the construction business as a superintendent, commercial, residential, high rises, warehouses, things like that.
So you are now full time here?
I'm full time. I have no other job or anything, so
okay.
I'm available any day of the month for meetings.
Yeah, and to clarify, you know, for you and for the rest of the applicants, you know, again, this 6 p.m. Wednesday meeting monthly is on the calendar. It's public information. Public's invited to attend and so forth. And that's our only really scheduled commitment. The only little bit of ad hoc we may have is if we've got an issue that requires some discussion in between meetings, some of us might be involved in that. And then there's just reading material to get familiar with. Joe has been our kind of master reviewer of the ordinances as they exist today. We started with Chapter 15, which is our kind of the lion's share of what we have in the way of ordinances in the town. And then
so if you're unhappy seeing him.
Yeah, but it's basically 20 plus year language for the most part, and a lot of changes that have taken place that have created some inconsistencies and so forth. So that's all been cleaned up, and now we've got chapters 1 through 4, I believe, completed up to this point. And then so we just continue. So again, a lot of reading. Again, Joe's leading the effort, and then it's up to us to continue to stay in pace with him to ensure that we're all looking at it, getting comfortable with it before we pass it on to council for approval.
That's 1 through 4 out of 15 for those that aren't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We started at 15, that's the big one, and then working back from 1 through 14 and making progress.
I really don't have anything that I haven't asked.
Yeah, gotcha.
So out of those 15 ordinances, have you ever looked at any of them or seen any of them?
I've been looking at them since I filled out the application and kind of reading through them, so
okay.
Getting familiar.
Chapter 15 is the one that concerns PCC the most, which is the zoning regs.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of zoning regs, we've got several residential and several business zoning areas. How would you tell what zone a property was in? Do you know how to do that?
As far as, one of the zoning map.
Good, you saw it. Okay, I was going to
say. R would be a residential, and usually in Charlotte C is commercial. But,
right. Mm-hmm. But the zoning map specifies, so. Yeah. Thank you.
I
was going to tell you to turn around if you didn't know.
I do have one for you. Being new and everything, what do you see as one of the continuing problems that a town of our size and makeup would have?
The expansion. Eventually, the lots are getting bought out. The houses are going in their place. Eventually, the property that leads to expansion outside of the normal streets that's possible in this town. They want to start expanding to build other businesses. So, I just see the growth like an overgrowth, over time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, George, from your career standpoint, how much knowledge, and I assume you were in Charlotte.
For the last 30 years.
Yeah. So did you personally have to have knowledge of the various zoning ordinances based on the type of work that you were doing, or was that for others to deal with?
No, our drawings we submitted to the city of Charlotte, and they have to designate the ordinance, like, residential types, depending on whether it's high rise over 175 feet or less. And also in regards to, like, fire protection, slab thicknesses, whether it's a two-hour separation, especially like mixed use on the bottom and residential above. That is a different zoning or a different zoning designation than just all residential.
So, and you had pretty intimate familiarity with that?
Yeah, and this is, you know, mostly high-rise stuff, but also we do no spec home stuff, a lot of residential work.
Okay. Any questions for us?
No, I did want to add too that in the 80s in Pittsburgh, so something else from Pittsburgh, I did 5 years of historic restoration of Mexican War streets. Our company bought all the old homes from the 1850s and 1860s that the steel mill bosses lived in, and we had to restore the fronts of the homes to their original historic doors, windows, everything, porches. So I was pretty familiar with dealing with the historic restoration committee in Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
On those houses.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so at this point, we need to talk about you guys. So you are free to stay, free to go, whatever you prefer. So any so initial
we
thoughts?
We have to talk.
Well, to start with, we can't lose.
No, absolutely.
It's not a bad one that I'd see.
Agreed.
I picked out a bunch of good things from Brittany. Now, given she went first, so we heard it first from her, but as far as the conflict resolution and the willingness to learn, and I thought her question to us was very good also. Why are we bothering? So those are good things I saw about her.
Agreed.
And Tony, with his experience on the Land Use Committee, definitely a big plus, and he has been at meetings. I know I've seen him at town council also. So I don't think anybody here would have problem resolving conflicts, so that's kind of a wash.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oops, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder, it's time. I need two separate motions, and you're just recommending to town council for them to interview.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and you need to decide which one's your full time and which one's
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, just to clarify, we are again recommending to council who we believe should be put on. Those that we recommend will attend a council meeting and do a subsequent interview with council before they would make the final decision.
Yeah, that's something else. Something you may or may not know. We're not the end of the decision-making process. There's still a couple further steps. And for people who come to us with problems, we aren't the final decision makers for them. Mm-hmm. But we present what we think is our situation as far as the best for the town to the council to give them as much background and everything as we can when they make the final decisions, which may end up in court.
Yeah, right.
That's why.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, do we have any, ask any other high points other than what I said, or?
No, I mean, I like George's experience.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tony's involvement. Thus far, and I think again, you know, both Brittany and Liz presented very well.
I would like to say one thing just for the benefit of who you all who makes the motions, gets the motions. Whoever is designated in those motions, I'd recommend that you look at chapters 12 and 15 in the Code of Ordinances prior to the council meeting, so that you can deal with any specific questions like you got tonight.
And those are online on the Prairie Beach website.
Under the local tab.
I just think website. George is kind of new.
Now, how do you want to do this? Because we're voting for two positions, one of which is alderman.
Yes. Which would gain, you know, the opportunity to learn versus having to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for sure, with that being said, I think my personal feeling is that Tony is the one that could hit the ground running the best as the member.
That's
and then second to that, I do like Brittany's enthusiasm. I would pick her as the alternate. I know you guys have to weigh in on that.
The other thing that I would choose, but one of the two be female to get a different perspective.
Yeah, I think diversity is very important. Shouldn't be the primary decision, but it would be nice to be able to accomplish that.
It wasn't my primary goal.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody had something definitely to offer.
Yeah, I think I agree with Joe's assessment at this point.
So before we make motions, I'd just like to say to everybody, I do encourage you to try to stay involved, get on a committee. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless your committees. No.
Yeah, there are other committees that have current openings. So for those that showed a willingness to want to be more involved, and for those not selected through this process, again, very as Joe was saying, very much encourage you to consider spending your time wisely with one of the other committees.
And Beth reminded me that Marketing Community Center, and in particular Board of Adjustment, has vacancies.
Yeah.
The Board of Adjustment is a very, very important body, decision-making body that takes up appeals from code enforcement and also appeals from the Historic Preservation Commission. And something else that slips my mind.
Yeah, that's pretty much up there.
Variances, yeah.
Because a lot of the things that we do end up going to the Board of Adjustments before they go through to council.
Well, then I'll make a motion that we recommend to council Tony Karabowski for our full member.
Do you want to do that as a combined?
No, it's
a separate.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And I recommend that we present Brit.
Are you recommending or moving?
I'm moving. You're definitely right. I make the motion that we choose Brittany Evans as the alternate on PZC, and we present her to Town Council.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So as Jim had said, for Tony and Brittany, you should definitely read up on Chapter 12 and 15, your first homework. And remember, this is not final because council could say, I don't like the way you look.
not worded well.
Not worded well, but they could have a reason.
Yes.
For the minutes, not worded well. That's me.
Yeah. As Joe was saying, again, none of this is final. So do know that your name stays active until we go through the complete process. And again, we have had other situations where we've had to go through interviews, and you know, not blowing smoke in any way, but this is by far the strongest batch of applicants. Any one of you all would have been very qualified to have joined planning and zoning.
There isn't anybody here that I would be afraid would lower the level of the board.
Yeah.
I would also suggest, as Jen said, look into Board of Adjustments, which is also a very involved board in Curry Beach.
Yeah.
Very important.
And they also, we call it BOA. BOA matters come up infrequently, so there may be two or three meetings a year max on that. And there's a lot of, the decision-making process is technically known as quasi-judicial, and we do provide regular training on that for BOA. BOA is a very very important that it's done right and people with the abilities of the school. I agree, this is a great pool. Some of the abilities that were demonstrated tonight would go well with color that has a long standing vacancy.
Just
wondering
if I cannot
build.
If you're here, please
build that. All righty. Any other comments? Anything anybody wants to talk about? All righty. With that, we have concluded the agenda for this evening.
So I motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Okay. Thanks, everybody.